Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for continuing to be part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us, as always. You know, folks, I told you that John O'Donohue, I indicated that John O'Donohue was going to be with us, and we're still trying to get him. He's in Ireland. You know, transatlantic connections are pretty darn good, but sometimes there is the time difference. There's a half a dozen hours of time difference there. And so people get distracted. Anyway, we're trying to get him on the line. And in fact, I understand that the Irishman is with us now. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's always exciting when John O'Donohue's with us. John is, I got to tell this story. Let me get him in here and say hi to him, and then I won't tell the story. John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Lovely to be with you.
It's good to have you here. It's always exciting when we try to hunt you down over there in the hills of Connemara.
Somehow or another, you always manage to hunt me down.
We know where you live, John.
That's the thing. There's no escape.
You know, John, I got to tell this story. I don't think I've told it in a while. In the holiday season, during the holiday season of 1997, December of 1997. I was looking for some inspirational books to do for my to use for my Christmas Day show, and so I went to the bookstore, and it was my very first Christmas show. I've done every Christmas Day, every Christmas since then, 10 of them now, but it was the very first one, 1997, and I went to the bookstore to find some inspirational books that I could use as part of the programming for the Christmas Day programming. And I found this book called, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Anamkara, A Book of Celtic Wisdom. And it's by a guy named John O'Donohue. And so I bought the book. I love the poetry. I love the stories in the book. And I used it for like a couple of years. And then, John, I met a mutual friend of ours. And he introduced me to you. Somehow your name came up in our conversation. And he introduced me to you. And that's how you've been on my show now for about 8 years, hasn't it?
That's right. It's been very consistent.
But that your story was an unusual one. Usually, someone sends me a book, and then we get to know the author. But in this way, I found your book, and then we got to know you. And John Anamkara. I know I've got the rest of your books. I think Anamkara was your first one, wasn't it?
That's right, it was, yeah.
I've got the other three here, at least three, maybe more that he's written since mm-hmm. then, folks. But I will tell you, John, as much as I love your other ones, Anamkara is still my favorite.
Yes, some people say that, all right. It's an amazing thing because when you write a book, I mean, a book is conceived in solitude and emerges very slowly. And writing is such a difficult thing. To make good sentences is really hard. And then you finish it one day and you let it off, and it's amazing where it goes. And I've had such lovely echoes from this book back from all over the world. It was a really lucky book. And I think there's a kind of warmth and a kindness in the book that creates its own kind of community. You know, it was a privilege now to write that book.
Well, I wish you could see my book because it's so dog-eared and so marked up. I've got pages stuck in. I've got little notes stuck inside. I've got post-it mm-hmm. notes hanging off of it. I've probably got 25 pages dog-eared. It's marked up. Is there yellow marks and red marks and every other thing? And John, thank you for joining us.
If I was examining you now, Jim, I'd probably give you summa cum laude because it sounds like you really have done the work.
I have, and I quote you. I quote you all the time, John. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up.
It's it's happening tomorrow.
Now, does somebody, I think you told me once that St. Patrick's Day is actually a bigger deal in the United States than it is in Ireland.
Oh, I'd say it is, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think we celebrate it, like, but we kind of keep it, I don't know, it's within kind of constraints in a way, I suppose, because we're celebrating what's very near to us all the time, and we don't get massively excited about it. Whereas, I suppose, in America, you know, it's the day for the Irish to kind of emerge and show themselves and celebrate their country and heritage and everything. And I suppose always that when you're in exile and when you're living far away from home, then thoughts of home and especially a national day of celebration,
right.
The feast day, the national feast day, becomes a huge
It makes a lot of sense
point.
Because
all the Gaels will be meeting each other everywhere tomorrow in America.
But you're Irish all the time. We're just Irish one day a year. Stand by, John.
You do it with gusto.
I know it. When we come back, folks, I'm going to read John's friendship blessing. It's one of my favorite things to do since I've been doing this show. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Irish poet and philosopher John O'Donohue. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's the wild and crazy man from England, Mr. Joe Cocker. And we've got another wild and crazy guy from Ireland, John O'Donohue, with us. John is an Irish poet and philosopher joining us from Connemara, Ireland. Connemara is southwest, isn't it?
No, Connemara is directly in the west.
Okay, so already central west then, okay.
It's straight west from Galway.
I got you, all right.
And it's a beautiful, bleak landscape. I mean, spring is just about to break through now, but it still has retained its winter bleakness. And it's really almost like a lunar landscape. An old man in Connemara was telling me one time that during the Second World War, two German planes accidentally flew in over Connemara. And one pilot radioed the other, and he said, "Do you think we should bomb it?" And the other radioed back and said, "I think it's been bombed already." It has that kind of bleakness, but it's beautiful, though.
But it's beautiful. I've seen pictures of it. I haven't been there, but I'm coming there. I am coming, John. I've been promising you that now for a long time.
You've been rumored, threatening this gym for a long time now, so you have to come good soon.
Folks, I've got to read something to you. This is, by the way, John's other books are Eternal Echoes, and it's a similar book to Connemara. And another one is called Connemara Blues, which is a book of poetry. And then the fourth one, I think the last one is called Beauty, The Invisible Embrace, Rediscovering the True Sources of Compassion, Serenity, and Hope. And they're all wonderful, folks. John, I got to read this. You know, I always have to do this. Folks, this is from Anamkara, which is John's first book and my favorite. It's called A Friendship Blessing. And John, if you please, I'll read this now.
Love.
May you be blessed with friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and life that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anamkara. John, tell the audience what an Anamkara is.
Well, Anamkara is Gaelic, and Anam means soul, and Kara means friend. So in the Celtic tradition, in the early centuries, it was the beautiful notion of soul friendship. And a soul friendship was when there was an affinity that came alive between you and someone else, and you felt as if you had known them for years. And it also cut across convention. It cut across time and space as well, in the sense that it was almost like an eternal personal kinship with somebody, some kind of profound union with another person that then became explicit in a friendship. And I mean, I think friendship is one of the most amazing things. Aristotle said, the great philosopher, he said, if you could have all the things that the world has to give but couldn't have friendship, you would choose not to have them, because mm-hmm. friendship is the most vital thing of all.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, John. One of the things I'd like to know, I think people would like to know, on St. Patrick's Day, what will you eat in Ireland? What will be the kind of food that you would eat in Ireland?
Oh, there's no specific, you know, it's not like Thanksgiving with you where you do the turkey and all that. There's no specific thing, whatever. Like, they'll probably, given that it's springtime, a lot of people, I'd say, will probably be eating lamb. Be lamb, beef, some people eat fish. It'll be varied. There's no prescribed kind of diet.
But always...
And then in lots of villages and towns, Jim, as well, there'll be parades.
Uh-huh.
And people will be out in all kinds of crazy outfits and that. And then in the evening, in lots of places, there'll be music and concerts. And sprinkled in through the whole thing will be a tendency to libate fairly heavily.
I was going to say, always Guinness.
Well, there'll be a lot of Guinness drunk tomorrow, I'll tell you that.
What is the favorite beer in Ireland now? Is it Guinness? Is that still the favorite?
I'd say Guinness is ahead, Jay. Guinness is the best of the whole.
No question.
I mean, it's what I always drink a pint of Guinness, but then during the summer, if the weather is hot, you know, I'd maybe have a lager or a cider, but Guinness is a beautiful drink, and you can never get a pint of Guinness to taste the same anywhere in the world as you can in Ireland. We always say Guinness doesn't travel well.
Here's, John, in your book, Beauty, The Invisible Brace, I'd like to read a short passage, if you don't mind. Folks, this is from where does beauty dwell? This is from that section of the book called Beauty. Our time is hungry in spirit. In some unnoticed way, we have managed to inflict severe surgery on ourselves. We have separated soul from experience, become utterly taken up with the outside world, and allowed the interior life to shrink. John, talk to us about that.
Well, I think you see that we live in times of massive externality, I think, where people are kind of exiled outside themselves, and where people are totally obsessed with what they can have, what they can see, and all the rest of it, and that the inner life is completely forgotten. And I mean, I think it's what goes on in your heart is the absolutely key thing to who you are and what your life is, because it's in terms of, to put it another way, Jim, I think that one of the greatest treasures is the contented heart. And if your heart is not content, you can have all the world has to give, and you're as poor as a church mouse. I also think that the most exciting journey is the journey inwards. And the people whose presence you'd really enjoy are people who have a sense of their own inner world. I mean, I think it's that we live in times of great distraction, and it's very unusual now.
John, I have to stop you. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to get John to talk a little bit more about his new book right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John O'Donohue, who is in Connemara, Ireland, and he's helping us to get ready for St. Patrick's Day, get us all worked up here. And John, I over here, we have Guinness in bottles, and I prefer it on draft. I don't drink a lot of beer, but I like Guinness, and I get it on draft when I can. But they have it in bottles now here.
That's right.
And so I have a couple of bottles in my refrigerator at home. So I'm going to be having a little Guinness tomorrow.
That's good. And think of me and Ireland when you're doing it. Maybe I could read
you
a short poem from Connemara Blues, because this kind of sums up what I was talking about in the inner life and developing a sense of your own depth and presence. I think every person has a beautiful inner world, and that an awful lot of what we seek outside, we don't need to go outside for it at all. I think making peace and friendship, befriending ourselves, is the key to everything else.
Go ahead.
This is a short poem called Fluent. I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding.
Read that again.
I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding.
I love that. That's it. That's in Connemara Blues, isn't it?
That is in Connemara Blues.
And you can buy that right now at wherever books are sold, and all the other books, Beauty and Anamkara. Anamkara is still available, isn't it?
Yeah, Anamkara is still, would you believe it's still selling?
Promise me that you'll...
I'd be saying this, Jim, but I actually have a website, and it's www.johnodonohue.com, johnodonohue.com, and people will find all the information and propaganda there.
John O'Donohue, folks, with two H's. Don't forget the H's.
And no G.
No G's, but there are two H's. And
right.
John, the new book, now you've got another book coming out, haven't you?
I have. I've been working on that all winter.
But it'll be
and
a year
it's a book,
so
actually, it's a book of blessings, and it'll be out from Random House in either a late autumn for Christmas or early in the spring of next year. And it's called To Bless the Space Between Us. And it's a book of blessings for different occasions, for grief, for a new home, for beginning, for nurse, for a farmer, for professions, for a new position, for love, marriage, all
John, if there's someone out there right now who is struggling a little bit, they're having a little bit of a challenge, they don't know, maybe it's a personal thing, it's an inward conflict, maybe there's something going on with other people in their lives, what kind of uplifting thoughts would you have for them right now?
Well, I think that everyone struggles, you know, and that there are certain times when struggles are more severe and sore and lonesome. And when you're in the middle of a struggle and going through conflict, the thing to do is drop below the surface, down to the stillness inside yourself, and not to be unfaithful to yourself, to listen to your own instinct and heart, and you'll come right through. A second suggestion I'd make is always when there's conflict or disturbance, it's always about change. And if you look at the earth now, it's springtime, all the change that's happening, and no growth happens without disturbance. And the third thing I'd say is that you won't see it now if you're in struggle, but one day, please God, soon, you'll be able to look back and see the beautiful fruit that this struggle actually brought, because change is what we're all after. Cardinal Newman said, to grow is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. So we needn't fear change at all. It's our best guide to our true beauty.
What's your favorite Irish blessing?
I like the old Irish blessing, may the road rise with you, and may the wind be always at your back.
And may the rain fall softly on your pathway.
That's it, Jeff.
The rest of it? What's the rest of it there?
And may God hold you in the palm of his hand until we meet again.
And there's one more. I love the last part that us rogues have added to this. May you be in heaven 30 minutes before the devil knows you're dead.
That's right. You see, that's real fast, though. That's the kind of digital side of it.
Now, that's what us rogues have added to it over the years. John, give us that website again, please.
www.johnodonohue.com, johnodonohue.com.
johnodonohue.com, and the new book is called Beauty. The next book is called Anamkara Blues, then Going Backwards, Eternal Echoes, and my favorite that I'm holding in my hand, Anamkara. John O'Donohue, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
It was lovely to be with you, Jim, and God bless you, and God bless all of your listeners.
Thank you.
And especially any Irish people.
There you go.
May you enjoy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, John. See you next time.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Jim. God bless
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. John O'Donohue, ladies and gentlemen, we won't do without him. He's great. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, wishing you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.